Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country. The kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily. Happy, happy Friday, and welcome to our Feel Good Friday episode of this week. We are about to head into the weekends. Of course, just like every week, I have a feel good practice in mind for today or for this weekend. And you guys know how I love to share feel good practices that maybe don't always feel good in the moment, but that make us feel really good in the end. You know, things like organizing or cleaning up our house or structuring our lives in different ways, or maybe checking something off of our to-do list. You know, things that in the moment feels a little bit like a drag or like it's going to be hard, but at the end of it, we feel wonderful and we have more space in our lives. This practice is a little bit like that. The mind maybe isn't going to like it, but at the end of it, you're going to feel so, so, so good.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So today, or at some point this weekend, or for a day this weekend, or for the entire weekend, I want you to get off your phone. And I don't know why, but it's kind of like a triggering conversation, I think, to have for many people, because we are all so very addicted to our devices. We know we are. We can't really deny it. We spend so much time on our phones, on our iPads, on our computers, in front of the TV, things like that. And it's hard to admit that, yeah, probably I spend a few too many hours glued to this device every day. So I want you to give yourself the opportunity to remember what life is like without a phone glued to your face all day long. So having an entire phone-free day, and it's funny because we are so intertwined, or we are so connected through our phones, that for some of us, the thought of just not having a phone at all for 24 hours is so daunting and so wild and so crazy. It might even require a little bit of logistical planning. And if that's the case for you, that's totally okay. All you have to do is plan to make that work. But when I say a phone-free day, I really want you to contemplate, what would a phone-free day be like for you? 24 hours completely without the use of your phone, or the entire weekend without the use of your phone. What would that be like? So for me, I actually have a logistical challenge in terms of not being on my phone, first of all, through work, because a lot of the work I do, a lot of the work all of us do happens through our phones, right? So it normally requires for me to let some people know, or people that I work with, that, hey, I'm going to be completely away from my phone from this day till that day, or from this hour till that hour, just so that people are prepared and they don't think that you've fallen off the face of the earth or something like that. And then if you have some reasons as to why you need your phone logistically throughout the day, for me, for example, and this is a little bit ridiculous just even sharing this, but we have this system in our house where the music that we have at our speakers in the house and also our lighting is connected to our Wi-Fi. Isn't that bizarre? It's like I have another hurdle to cross. If I want to turn on a light, I literally need to go to my phone. And once the phone is there, it's so easy to get sucked into all of these apps and social media and all the things things that we do in a day, right? So what the solution I have actually come to is we have a designated device in the house that's just for the use of the house. So whenever I want to, for instance, cook something, I don't have to go to my phone to actually cook, to find a recipe. I don't have to, you know, go into that space of work and messages and social media, but I have another device that's free from all of that, that's just dedicated to things like that, like turning on the lights in my house. Yeah, I need that device for that. So doing that logistical work around that or prepping a little bit for that means that I don't have to actually use my phone for anything around the house. So if you have any of those hurdles as well, try to find ways to overcome them. Or if you can, for the day that you're going to have a phone-free day, put limits on all the apps that aren't actually necessary, right? So the apps that you know steal your peace, and you know you have that part of your device life, right? You know you have those apps, that part of social media or that part of being online that actually doesn't bring you peace. And the idea of having an entire day completely free of our phones is for us to come back to that place of just remembering what life is like without them. For so many of us, we have completely forgotten that there is a whole other essence to life, a whole other way for us to be present in the body that's much easier when we're not constantly distracted by our devices. If you haven't already, watch The Social Dilemma. It's on Netflix. It's a great, great documentary that really touches on this, how addicted we are to our devices and how actually it's not really our fault, but it's the design of the devices and the apps that we use. They're meant to keep us wanting to come back looking for more. So what would it be like for you to take 24 full hours without the use of your phone? What would you do instead if you didn't have that distraction at a single point throughout that 24-hour span or throughout the entire weekend? You know, think of all the time that you do spend on your phone. And if you haven't been in your screen time part of your settings app in your phone, go take a look and see what your screen time is like. I'm in a space, I really want to keep my screen time below 2 hours every day, which actually is more challenging than it sounds. To me, 2 hours a day spent on my phone, it's a lot of time, you know. And to me, 2 hours seems like a reasonable time for me to do the things I need to do on my phone. But actually keeping that limit is really, really, really hard. And some days that time just skyrockets, you know, and I wonder, what did I really do with that day? How much time was spent doing actual valuable work? And how much time was spent just being distracted? So look at this 24 hours as an opportunity for you to return to peace, an opportunity for you to remember that there is this place inside of yourself where you don't need that device in any way at all, where actually you start to reach for things that maybe are more useful for your own state of mind and your own peace of mind instead of your phone. So reaching for a friend, you know, reaching for something that actually brings you something instead of something that takes from you. Going for a walk, rolling out your yoga mat, or just doing the regular day-to-day things that we do around the house that naturally arise from being a little bit bored. I think all of us, we've forgotten what it's like to just be bored, to have that space of nothingness arise and go, oh, what am I going to do with this time? If I don't reach for my phone, well, actually, there's that book over there that I haven't read in a while, or that I had the intention to read but never got to, or any of the gazillion other things that are so beautiful for us to reach for in a day, but we just don't quite get there because we are distracted so much of the time. So if you don't like this as a feel-good practice, it probably means you really, really, really need it. And if you feel like logistically it's impossible for me to spend 24 hours away from my phone, I would love for you to take this as an opportunity to really explore, wow, what is it that keeps me that tied to this device? And is this a way for me to really live long-term? I know whenever I give myself 24 hours without my phone, I feel so different. I feel so much more grounded. And when I return to my device, I can do that with a little more presence, right? With a little more mindfulness, so that I am not addicted to the device, but I can use my phone as a tool instead. I am excited to see how you interpret this feel-good practice, you know, and if what ends up happening is that you give yourself a half a day without your phone, or that you give yourself a week without your phone, you know, make it your own, see where this takes you, and I hope you have a peaceful weekend ahead. Thanks so much for tuning in. Yoga Girl Daily will be back on Monday.